DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, dereliction and vacant buildings have become a blight on towns and villages across the country. But one measure that's making it possible to bring some of these old buildings back to life is the exemption of planning when it comes to turning an old pub into residential use. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been looking into this. He's with me in studio. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
So how many pubs are being converted?
Well, look, it's on the rise, and that is mainly due to this exemption you mentioned. And look, we know there's a whole range of factors as to why we're seeing pubs close, but unfortunately, rural Ireland is being hit the most. I'm on the road every day, Pat, and the number of boarded up pubs you see driving through country villages, it's a sad sight. But now there is change happening, and some of these units are being brought back to life. So almost 100 pubs have applied to be converted into residential use. So what was once the watering hole of nearly 100 communities is now being turned into apartments. All in all, the Department of Housing received 1,165 notifications to convert vacant commercial premises into new homes between 2018 and 2023. Then in 2022, this exemption was extended to allow vacant pubs to be converted. And in 2022 and last year, there were 92 notifications for pubs with the intention to create 295 new homes. I travelled to the town of Tullow in County Carlow, where I met with estate agent Marcus McCormick from DNG McCormick Properties. Now, there are vacant buildings here in the town, dotted throughout, but Marcus brought me to a building that's been totally transformed. I started off by asking him what housing supply is like in the county.
So stock levels are at an all-time low across the country, and not just in County Carlow. Without shadow of a doubt, we're suffering the consequences of really poor stock levels at this moment in time. So the choice for the consumers is very, very restricted.
Listeners will know that across the country there isn't a main street that hasn't been affected by vacant buildings, dereliction. Speaking to your colleagues working in real estate, how much is the above shop space is going to become a solution to this?
So I believe that it's going to become very popular, and in the street we're standing in alone, there's two old derelict public house, one hotel and one a pub that are recently currently being converted. One is finished, as you see when we walk through in a minute, and the other one is under construction, and they're going to offer probably circa 20 new apartment type living into the town to deal with the demand. So if you come with me now, Josh, we can walk through the old building and I show you the conversion job that has happened here.
So this would have been a former pub slash hotel, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're actually standing in the old bar of the Slaney Hotel right now, and this particular room has been converted to a one-bed apartment. As you can see, there's lovely living space around. There's a lovely modern kitchen and a very nice bedroom and an ensuite bathroom to the back. And this would have been the old bar in the hotel.
So people would have danced, sang, crack agus ciúil, but now they'll be washing the dishes and having their dinner here.
Absolutely. There'll be no sound of large bottles being opened in this apartment going forward.
And are you hearing more and more people are considering using commercial spaces now due to the planning exemption?
Absolutely, and thankfully the government have offered the planning exemption for old commercial properties to be converted for residential use, and this is a typical sample of what has happened.
So you're in the business of property. What kind of benefits will this have now in the local community when people are coming knocking on your door?
So obviously it's going to house circa 9 people or maybe more, depending on whether it's couples or singles move in here, but it's definitely going to reduce the demand and give people some choice and new housing available in Tullow town.
And that's Carlow estate agent Marcus McCormick. Now, he's in the business of buying and selling properties, but what about the developer? How viable, how profitable might it be to do something like this?
Well, I suppose they wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't profitable, Pat. But from those who have made use of this exemption, they say it's the only way taking on a project like this would turn a few pound. You have to remember, some of these buildings have been there since the 1800s, and structurally they will have to go through very detailed conversions, from fire regulations to, I suppose, extracting the materials that were used initially. But at the same time, they have to keep the facade and the look of the building in tune with the rest of the street. So I met with the developer in Tullow who's converted the old Slaney Hotel into 9 apartments. There would have been an old dance hall there and a function room area out the back. And I must say, they made a fine job of the apartments. They're right in the middle of the town. Owen Byrne runs Woodlawn Developments with his siblings, and he says the exemption was the only way to make this work.
This building is derelict for the last 18 years. We noticed the exemption for planning for 9 units. So we seen the size of it. It was about 10,000, 12,000 square foot. So it was perfectly suited. Now, we were lucky enough to be able to get the renewal lease scheme, which obviously helped towards the build cost. So now we've got 9 units in here and they're going to be housing people off the socialist there now in the next few months.
And so this would have fallen into dereliction. It would have been a sad sight driving through the town.
100%. Buildings like this, if you were going for a planning application, this one sits about 40 metres from the river. It's got a graveyard to the back. You would have been involved with flood risk assessment, heritage. It'd be simpler to go for a planning on a greenfield site. But then a lot of these older buildings, they could have 40 rooms in. You could spend 10,000 quid just getting as-built drawings done and everything. And then you have to go and start getting into the eBay stuff.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
You would be more financially better off going for a planning application on a greenfield site.
Yeah, what are some of the challenges there in terms of bringing it up to spec? We say the BER and all that. We say if you're going into a building that might have been built in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s.
The main thing is there, you want a good engineer on board, so you do. We're lucky enough, we've been doing a lot of refurbs for the last 20 years, so we've a good bit of knowledge. But we were lucky enough, we were able to bring this up to an A-rate. And then we did, we come through problems where we'd underpin the building and we'd take out steels. There's all new floors gone in, there's all new roof. We've done this that it won't have to be looked at for 25 years. Now, we were lucky enough to have help from the renewal lease scheme.
And you're doing this is your bread and butter, you're on site every day. What can be done to make it easier for people around the country when they see a building that's falling into dereliction and they say, look, they have a few bob, they have the right mind on them to bring it back into use? What can be done to encourage more of this?
One, it has to be profitable, right? But I suppose the likes of the neighbours, we were lucky enough there, the people were on board beside us. But then there's a lot of parts of towns that don't want construction traffic, but there's a bigger picture at the end.
But the planning exemption was a big, big bonus fee.
The only way this was going to be done was planning exemption. If we had been refused the planning exemption on this, we would have either walked away for the sale or we would have been stuck with a building that could be never profitable to do anything with.
And that's Owen Byrne from Woodlawn Developments in County Carlow. What parts of the country are we seeing most of this kind of conversion?
Well, rural Ireland, and that is due to obviously more vacant buildings, including pubs, but also it makes more economic sense for builders to turn a profit with the cost of apartments in rural areas compared to our cities, because there's also the vacant property refurbishment grant, which offers grants of up to €70,000. This is to turn a vacant property into a permanent home. So if you're looking at costs, you might have more change going rural than urban. But from the figures from the Department of Housing, we can see that Mayo has the highest number of pubs be converted at 16 pubs, which is set to bring in 40 residential units, then 9 old pubs in Limerick, 7 in Donegal. Some counties only have 1 or 2, Pat, but like if you take one old vacant pub in Wexford that's being converted, that's bringing 5 homes into supply.
Now, there's no doubt this incentive is working, but not every development of a vacant pub will fall under the exemption.
It won't, Pat, no. So of course there are regulations that need to be complied with under this exemption. It's not a free-for-all. There is a limit of 9 residential units. The building needs to have been vacant for 2 years or more prior to commencement, so not every project will be exempt. Some owners will want to add a new extension, add new parts on. It won't be purely repurposed for residential use. One such place is in Monasterevin in County Kildare. So I travelled down there and I met with Lisa Marie Duffy from Stay Barrow Blue Way Self-Catering Accommodation. Now, what they've done here is that they've brought a vacant pub in the town. They bought it in 2020. The building dates back to 1837 and it would have spent much of its time as a public house. The last name over the door was Gahan's Tavern. But Lisa Marie and her husband bought it back in 2020 and it's in the construction phase now of being turned into a cafe, restaurant and 16 bedrooms. Lisa Marie says the project will open up new opportunities for the town.
So we have our own self-catering accommodation on our own property in the town as well. And with the Barrow Blue Way coming on board, we saw a huge opportunity in Monasterevin to provide a venue for accommodation and also a destination that people can visit to eat and meet friends along the Blue Way. There's a huge gap in the market in Monasterevin for accommodation. So we took this as our opportunity to redevelop the site for that need. And we're hoping that, you know, it'll bring more people to the town and provide a bit of a boost in the economy.
So what's the process been like?
So far, it's been okay. Like, we had to apply, obviously, for planning permission to, because we did add another building to the original building. So there was a planning process to go through, which thankfully went reasonably well. Construction costs at the moment are sky high, so things have been moving slowly. We are finding it difficult as a tourism business to get the funding support that we need for the type of project that we're trying to deliver. So we're trying to deliver something that there is a huge need for in this town, especially with the Barrow Blue Way coming. We want to provide a place for tourists to visit, a place for tourists to stay, and we have found it quite difficult to get the support in terms of funding to be able to provide that.
For anyone else who's going at this again, what words of encouragement or
I suppose you have to have a strong will to do it, because like a lot of these buildings, they're not the easiest buildings to work with in terms of development. You have to have a strong will to do it, and patience. It takes a lot of patience. I suppose it's about seeing the potential that these buildings have. Like, these buildings quite often are right in the middle of our towns and cities, and they're lying empty. And it's about bringing life back into the middle of towns, because that's what's so important.
And that's Lisa Marie Duffy from Kildare in the middle of redeveloping that old pub. Is it something we're going to see more of, Josh, do you think?
Unfortunately, yes, we will see more pubs closing, especially in rural Ireland. But if we leave the pub again and go back to the building site, Pat, the developers are telling me that one of the most important elements of this exemption is how much time is saved when it comes to planning. Without this, a site that might take a year and a half to get in order can be all sized up and ready to go in around 3 weeks. So it speeds up the whole process. But to hear about the number of pubs closing across the country, I met with Emeritus Associate Professor of Economics at DCU Business School, Tony Foley. Tony's carried out analysis for the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland, examining the decline of pubs. He says there are around 7,000 pubs across the country, but every county has seen some close.
The latest report we've done shows that there's almost 2,000 pubs disappeared between 2005 and 2022, and that's over the whole country for that whole period. Now, individual counties would have significant losses. Limerick, for example, very high. Roscommon, very high. Limerick losing 140 pubs. Mayo losing 130 pubs. So, but the average would be around 100 to 120 per year.
And is this trend likely to continue then? Are we going to see more and more closures?
Yes, I think we are. We're going to see more closures because a lot of the pubs that remain are relatively small. They're economically viable in a very weak sense, so they could do it a bit of support in terms of the commercial viability. And even in terms of general policy, you can see government moving towards higher costs, auto pension enrolment, living wages and so on, higher water charges. So all of these things will diminish the commercial viability. So apart from the specific commercial viability, the ongoing demographic change, despite the rapid population growth that we're going to experience, it's not going to be in a lot of the areas where the main closures are taking place.
So if there's closures happening, I can only imagine that for rural listeners out there, there won't be any new pub openings in a main street of a town. Or are we going to see a lot of conversions into residential units?
We will see some conversions into residential units, and the government has just released figures, and that 100 is part of 1,000 commercial properties in the same position. But in terms of the 50,000 houses we need per year, the 100 over several years is a relatively small but desirable impact. It doesn't mean, though, that every pub that closes would be eligible for this particular approach, because obviously pubs close, but people still live in the pub. They're part of a house. Maybe they've retired. Maybe they've got a job outside of the pub industry. So they sell the license, they close the pub, but they're still living there. So it's not that if there's 1,000 pubs closed, that there's 1,000 buildings vacant.
And that's DCU economist Tony Foley. Now, still to come,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.